worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I've gotten to the point where I'm just burning books to keep warm. The world is just getting worse every day, and now I'm panicking. I'm starting to lose my mind here in the apocalypse, guys. It's not good.
Yep.
I'm burning books and furniture because I don't trust the natural gas line that's connected to my house because I think it's filled with COVID. I'm not sure. I can't be certain of anything anymore.
Oh, I thought you were burning books because you turned into a Nazi.
No, opposite reason, actually. I'm worried. Bill Gates apparently is a Nazi, and he wants to send a computer chip and or COVID into my house through my gas line. That's at least what YouTube videos are telling me. I'm not sure what I can believe anymore.
It's on the internet. It's true.
That's right. And just like this podcast, welcome to A Freak Accident. Our little experiment gone wrong, which, I mean, in the context of this day and age, it might have actually gone right. We're not really sure yet. But welcome to the show. I'm Crisco, joined by the whole crew via Skype. Got Lazy E, Mickey, and Kara all in the house. Digitally, anyway, not literally in the house. That would be against the law. And I don't have $52 to spend on each individual citation, so we'll just skip right over that. The website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And you can reach us by email by sending us an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can reach us by email by sending us an email. That is how that works.
Makes sense.
Right? Did I get that correct? I think we're okay.
Yeah, well done.
All right, so we got another episode here. Now, I'd like to point out, though, in the midst of this pandemic, you know, we've been sticking it out, trying to continue to put this show together to give you guys something to listen to. But did you guys see that apparently a week or two ago, Amazon was completely out of stock with podcast microphones?
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Wow. I finally found a way for us to be number one.
Yeah. But he just bought all of them.
That's right.
But I mean, that goes to show you just how bored people are in the quarantine, that apparently everybody thought that they have something worth making a podcast out of. So the waters are just continuing to get muddied now here in our little section of the media industry.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we really have anything worth making a podcast out of, but we at least have been doing this for years. We didn't just start in quarantine.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't just get COVID crazy. We went crazy a while ago.
That's right. 200 episodes worth of crazy. We've been crazy since 2016.
You didn't become a fan after the team already made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this, a bandwagon? Please.
Yes.
Please,
no.
You pigs. But yeah, I can't wait to... I'm sure most
wait.
Of it...
What? Wait, you just called them pigs?
Yes.
Yes.
Because
you pigs.
I know what it is. I notice most of them... Most of them are angry white rednecks sitting in their pickup trucks with their microphone plugged into their phone, screaming about how wearing a mask is anti-freedom or something. I'm not really sure. But that's most of what I imagine these podcasts are these days.
Well, they're pigs.
They are. They're you filthy, filthy animals, you.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, but so, Kara, what business are you loitering outside of today since I see that you are in your car yet again?
I'm doing the grocery store thing again.
Oh, okay.
That seemed to work out well last time. The food was very fresh and reasonably refrigerated by the time I got home.
I feel like there's an advertising opportunity here. Like, you know, businesses, everything's closed, but like, you know, hey, we'll advertise what business Kara is going to sit outside of in her car, but she's not allowed to go into.
You know, it really is. And if you need to, you know, hit us up, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's right. Yeah, Kara will go park outside of your business and talk about it while not going inside.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll call it Kara's Corner.
Just don't call it Kara on the Corner. There's an extra connotation to that that we don't need.
Yeah.
Want to avoid that. Mickey is in bed.
Fridays.
Mickey is in bed again, wearing a babushka. I told her before we started that I thought it was like one of those sleeping caps from like the 1600s with the little ball on the end.
Long,
yeah. Like the kind that Ebenezer Scrooge wore in A Christmas Carol.
Nice.
It's just a bandana though. She let me down.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I told her she got to like in the middle of the night. She's got to walk around with a little gas lamp, you know, to scare the spooks away.
So the natural next question is, since you're wearing a bandana, Bloods or Crips, Mickey?
Oh, my God.
I don't think either. It's black.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's gray. That is certainly not black.
Oh, there's red on it, though.
Oh, there is red. Bloods.
Sure.
I don't know. I think she lives in the Crip part of Wilkes-Barre, though, so she might be in a little trouble.
Well.
She lives in the Crip Corner. Of our local town here. The Crip Corner is across from Kara's Corner, just in case you guys were concerned or weren't sure about that.
We're not social distancing. We're only like 2 feet apart.
Yeah. Lazy, you're on furlough again, aren't you?
Yeah, it's nice.
I only realized that because as I was driving home from work yesterday, I had the radio station on, and this other guy came on that wasn't you, and I was like, "Who's this clown?" And then I realized, "Oh right, yeah, that's what Lazy. He's on his second week off now. This is your second."
Yeah.
Okay, so you got one more to go.
Yeah, one more to go, and then. Back to working from home. You'd think having a week off is nice, but the problem is I'm seeing where I'm working from my couch.
Right.
So it's like, well.
That's like what we talked about last time. It's like, you know, your furlough ends and then you realize nothing's different. You're still in the same room. And, well, I mean, that's the thing, too, though. Like, it would be nice to have a week off if there was anywhere to go or anything to do, and there's not right now.
No, it's pretty much binging whatever on TV. A lot of Judge Joe Brown and reruns of Maury.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you run out of things to watch on Netflix too. Like not everything interests me. I'm picky when it comes to what I waste time watching.
And the problem is, I end up watching stuff, but I watch it with proofreader, so I have to wait for her to get home, so it negates the point of having that show to watch.
See, you gotta find like your own show that you can binge by yourself that she like will have no interest in watching, and you can just like keep that for just you.
Porn.
I mean, that's an option for sure.
Yeah.
I guess the hub was offering free premium access to everybody during quarantine. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I remember reading about that at the beginning. That was back when I think we all thought it was only going to last 2 weeks, though, and not 2 months.
It's
going on 3 months.
A lot longer than that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks that way.
Or is going to explode.
What's that?
Yeah. You're watching me breathe heavy.
Yeah.
Getting really irritated talking about it.
Oh God, is that what's going on right there? Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, well, I don't know. We talked about it enough last week. You know, I don't understand what they're waiting for at this point, especially now that we found out. You know, we were talking about Pennsylvania specifically as it relates to us, but the whole country. I think virtually 50% of all cases have been in nursing homes. So
right.
It's like, so basically you can, in essence, assuming that, you know, certain governors like ours and like Cuomo hadn't instructed and ordered nursing homes to have to accept COVID people, which they did, which is now like, you know, lent to this disaster. But if you take out nursing homes, you assume that everybody did the job and they locked them down and kept them safe. You're now talking in regular society, cut the death toll in half. And that's how many people have actually died from this. Because, you know, so, I mean, obviously right. this isn't affecting regular society that bad. So why are we still locked up? I don't understand.
I think California just extended their lockdown to, like, August.
Yeah, two more months.
That, how do you even... Oh, my God.
Specifically, I think that was L.A. County.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to me to see, like, just how bad it gets there with them forcing them to stay locked down until August. Because, like, you're talking about, like, your tourism industry, the entertainment industry, you know, amusement parks, restaurants, sports venues. Like, everything is going to be locked down for two more months. Does it ever recover? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm starting to grow mold just thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I mean. And, yeah. and again, 50% of these things happened in nursing homes. So take that out of the equation because, I mean, obviously, like I said, a lot of that was just bad policy that led to that horrible, horrible nightmare. But when you look at the death count right now, what is it, like 70,000 dead or something like that? Now we're talking 35,000. Which...
Well, yeah, and you know what the thing is? People are saying this thing like, if you, oh, you want to open and you want to do stuff, and well, then who in your family do you volunteer to die? You know how that sentence is going out?
Those people.
Yeah.
Right? Of course no one wants anyone to die.
Right.
I mean, that's not the point. The point is there's others, like, life goes on. And I know it's terrible to say that, and that sounds
It's
awful.
Not. It's reality. It's but people it, die. Right. That's the thing.
This is not killing, you know, entire towns, like running through like a wildfire. And, you know, it is targeting a certain amount of people, a specific group. And that's true. And let's protect that group and
right.
do what we can to protect them. But why does everyone in the country need to change everything to protect that group?
That's like, just it. Like, right. in Pennsylvania, 70% of the deaths have occurred in nursing homes. So again, if you had properly protected that group, governor, rather
right.
than telling them, no, you need to take the COVID people into your midst and then let it spread out of control inside these closed quarters environments, if you had properly protected those people, 70% less deaths. That means we have just right. over 1,000 people in regular society who've died from this. Like, right. exactly like you're saying. It isn't
yeah.
spreading like wildfire through the streets or through households or anything like that. And the other thing is, too, you know, you're going to open up. Yeah, I'm going to go back out. I'm still going to wear a mask. I'm still going to stay 6 feet away from people. And it's not like I'm going to mm-hmm. go over my grandmother's house and be like, Grandma, come here. I'm going to sneeze right up your nose to make sure that you get the COVID. Like, it's not going
right.
to work like that. You know, I'm still going to, like, probably keep my distance from my grandparents for a little while. To make sure that they aren't, like, exposed to anything that I might have been exposed from until things get a little bit better. Those are sacrifices right. we can make, though, without putting everybody out of business and everybody into the poverty house.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lazy E, your comments.
I know. You got nothing. What's happening?
He's just sitting there, like, rubbing his beard thoughtfully, like,
I was trying to think of a joke to break up the monotony.
No.
You mean the misery?
There's no joke.
One or the other.
No, I'm sure he has a joke.
It's a joke. This is a joke.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But I'm not laughing. It's not funny. I'm sure Lazy E's got a chuckler somewhere up his sleeve, though.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No.
Get away! It's COVID-19! 6 feet away!
Just made
that one up.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Put that in your next joke book when you write it. But the good news is, though, with certain states beginning to open back up, dumb things are starting to happen again. So we have a news update that we're going to get to on a freak accident today. So we got all of that. We've got, unfortunately, a bunch of people have died recently. Not all from COVID-19, but just these are just like important people of note. I say that with full knowledge of who the first person is that we're going to talk about, but it is what it is. People of note, though, have passed away. We will pay homage to them. We will then talk about how many strong opinions we have about this list of random things. So we're going to look at these random things and see how strong our opinions are. Now, I know Lazy E, Kara, and I will probably have strong opinions. Mickey doesn't have really a strong opinion about anything. although I'm willing to be proven wrong, Mickey.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, some things never change. COVID-19, the world keeps spinning. Mickey keeps disappointing me. That's fine. And we have some speculation about the National Football League this year that may leave some fans pretty, pretty upset. So we'll end on that sour note. I hope you guys are excited for it. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Well, that's not normally our normal news update music, but we got to work with what we got. Kara, though, you said you got this on lock, though, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, go ahead. Give
news
us the
update.
There you go.
Right. Stop the sound effect, man.
It's still playing. Just go ahead, say it. Go ahead.
News update.
There we go. We're all set to do a news update. And guys, I just got to admit, like, I am thrilled to actually have the news update available because, like, the world's kind of getting back to the stupid crap is starting to happen out there.
Yes, this is what we've been waiting for, Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Thank God Florida didn't shut down. They're going to be giving us some stuff. But let's get right into it. Our news update starts now. All right, so our first story comes from England. Not Florida, though. England. Jolly old England, where they are also getting absolutely hammered by COVID. Although their prime minister didn't die. That was good news.
Well, yeah.
He was in the hospital for a minute. He had it, but he beat it. Anyway, this was cops in Nottinghamshire. Mickey, where's that?
No idea.
I thought you were the European expert.
Somewhere in Europe.
Wow. Okay, thanks. So the cops in Nottinghamshire, England, went to a house on Thursday night with an arrest warrant for a 35-year-old who had missed a court appearance. So, I mean, they do that over there, too, I guess. If you miss out on court, you're basically going to jail.
I'm surprised they're still having court.
Yeah, right? Really. Seriously. I'm pretty sure all courts are shut down here, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, he ran off into the woods. So he led them in pursuit of him into the woods of Nottinghamshire. Cheerio. Oh.
It sounds like a fairy tale.
Right? Yeah.
It sounds like the storyline to Shrek.
Yeah. This is how Shrek 6 is going to begin. And incidentally, there actually is an extra Shrek tie-in at the end of this story, so you got to wait. The cops chased him into the Nottinghamshire forest, but they could not find him until he gave himself away by farting.
So perfect.
Which, like, yeah, that's like that's right up Shrek's alley, right?
Yeah.
That's a joke straight out of one of the Shrek movies. The guy was hiding under a bush, and he gave him away by a big old wet one.
I was gonna say, just think, he thought, "Oh man, what am I gonna do right now? Oh man, I got this pressure. I gotta let it go. I gotta do it. It'll be quiet."
What was happening?
Yeah. And he was like, "I'm gonna squeeze my butt cheeks together." No, didn't help.
The best part is in the official police report, the cop who arrested him says, quote, "I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some." And he had enough to cut for everybody. Oh, God. Thank you, London. Thank you, England, for that little joy you brought us today. All right. Our next story is coming to you from the great state of Florida. No, it's not Florida. I'm sorry to say. There is actually no Florida in this whatsoever. I'm shocked.
I got a Florida story.
Do you?
I'll give you a Florida story.
Go ahead.
Okay, I saw it on the internet, so it's true, obviously.
Right.
Florida man was standing in the middle of a 3-lane highway completely naked. completely naked.
For...
And he said, I've had it. Everyone needs to know what I'm all about. And the cops had to come and chase him off the road.
So he was about just showing his dong?
That's apparently what he was about. He kept saying, I need everyone to know what I'm all about.
He was inspired by the pandemic to finally swing dong in front of everybody.
It was, I saw it. It was on the video. It was not censored. That was a very interesting video.
Kara was expecting a censored video.
I clicked on it and I was like, whoa.
You were given a gift today, Kara.
I had to look for it, but it was there.
The whole purpose behind Kara's corner is really starting to make a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
Well, there's Kara's.
Right, that's your Florida man story.
It's your Florida man update. This story, though, is coming from Ohio. There is a 50-year-old woman named Katrina Morgan in the city of Port Clinton. And on Saturday night, she was drunk. And called.
And she farted.
Yes, the theme continues. But she was drunk and she called 911 for help. Apparently, what had happened was her bits, we'll call them.
Oh God!
Were on fire.
Oh.
What?
Ow!
Oh my God!
That was. Wait. That was like the perfect cascade of, wait, what? How? Everybody's confused. Yeah, no, her lady junk was on fire, and she was calling because she was asking for a firefighter to come over and put it out with their hose.
No.
And then she hung up. So, it's... Classic, you know, hey, ladies, where's the fire? It's in my pants.
Oh, my God.
A dispatcher, though, a 911 dispatcher, then called her back, and she repeated that she needed someone to, quote, come put her P-word out because it's on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And that guy from Florida ran from the street to go get it.
Florida man, like...
I knew that story served a purpose.
Florida man, like, he does, like, the cape motion like a superhero, even though he's not wearing anything. And he's like, someone in Ohio needs Florida man.
He does it without the cape.
Emergency crews actually did go visit her house. However, nothing was in fact on fire, genitalia or otherwise, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess. She was arrested for disrupting public service, making false alarms, and resisting arrest. Oh, man, the mugshot is just totally depressing. I was expecting something a little more sassy than that.
Oh.
It's just like a middle-aged brunette woman frowning. I was hoping she'd be like winking at the camera or something like that.
I mean, look, her bits might be on fire just in a way that we can't tell.
Right.
We don't know what kind of person she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, I just thought I'd be gross there for a
second.
She's got
COVID she's got a new symptom of COVID.
I just had to point that out.
Burning bush.
So gross.
All right. So our next bit of news is something to rejoice over. If you're a fan of at least the first season of this show, it's something to get happy about. But apparently there is no delay on The Mandalorian Season 2. Disney is insisting that they are moving forward with production.
Coming out in October.
Oh, is that what it is?
I believe so.
See, what's interesting here is I didn't realize they had actually wrapped production on Season 2 just before... the pandemic started.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah, see, I didn't think... I'm surprised about that, because when did Season 1 come out? It was the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah.
So they must have really fast-tracked that second season after how popular the first one was.
Yeah.
They announced October 2020 is the release date. That is kind of interesting, though. The idea, when you start to think about it, that means that they are bringing in... somewhere, because I mean, there's certain things you can't do from home, like sound like heavy duty sound mixing, film editing, you know, Foley, things of that nature. Like that requires people to actually have to come into a space and work. So Disney is still forcing people to come into work to finish season two of The Mandalorian so that it could get released on time.
Damn straight.
Well, when you consider Disney parks, I think are still shut down, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're down like $4 billion in their first quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is quite a financial hit. I was not aware that it was that high.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for anything that they can use. So it makes sense. The cracking the whip on the post production crew, it makes a little more sense now. Your salaries are got to make up $4 billion worth of lost revenue in the first quarter. That is good news, and I feel bad for those people in post production. All right, Lazy E, you want to talk about this Office reunion? What happened here?
Oh. It was so great. It was on Jim, the guy who plays Jim.
Yeah.
John Krasinski.
He has this show online where it's good news stories to give people some hope and something to look forward to every week.
Yep.
Well, this couple got engaged like him and Pam did on The Office. So he invited them on the show. And while they were talking, the entire season of The Office, like every cast member of The Office came in and redid the wedding dance that they did to Chris Brown's Forever.
It was great.
That's awesome. I love that.
It was such a good moment, especially during this time of like crap news, crap news, crap news, and a guy in the middle of Florida waving his dong. It's good to have stories like that. Where, you know, something good happened to somebody. And they got married right there.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I also like the fact that, because, I mean, a lot of people, I actually have some friends of mine who were supposed to get married this month. And obviously that's not happening. They had to pull out of everything because all the venues and everything is closed. So they're not sure when they're actually going to be able to get married. And they had to, like, cancel their honeymoon. And they're going to need to try to rebook that now. And it's like, I can't imagine the nightmare of that people like that are going through, and like how many people are probably dealing with that kind of situation who had weddings planned for, you know, this time of year, and it's just not allowed to happen now.
Well, even this couple, I mean, it's cool they got the whole cast of The Office on a Zoom meeting with them, but probably wasn't what they were expecting their dream wedding to be like.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it's still a cool moment, but man, like, you know, it's a bummer when you realize that you're not going to be able to actually walk down an aisle with all your friends there and everything else. It's kind of a bummer, but I guess making the best of a bad situation, perhaps? Speaking of that, Mike Tyson. Legendary heavyweight boxer. You guys have probably heard of him. He bit a guy's ear off one time. He was in the Hangover movies when they stole his tiger. He's, I guess, what, the Tiger Prince then? Does that make him that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes him the Tiger Killer.
Right. He is now 53 years old, and it appears that he is planning a return to the boxing ring.
Not just that, Crisco. The person he bit off the ear of, Evander Holyfield, is also practicing again. They think they're going to have one more match.
The two of them?
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, I know the first time Tyson bit his ear off, the second time Holyfield wrecked Tyson something fierce. But I'll tell you what, man, people talk about Mike Tyson. You know, he's been on a couple of Comedy Central roasts. You know, he's got that funny lisp. He's been a meme a couple times. You know, people think about him and like, oh, yeah, Mike Tyson. You know, he's a little bit crazy, not quite all there. But then he posts this video, two of them actually, on his Instagram that shows him training for his return. And oh, my God.
He's terrifying.
He is. He is. I watched that first video and I was shook. I could not believe it. And I mean, you can see it for yourself. You just got to go follow him on Instagram. But the dude is fast as lightning still. And like, you could just see the punches that he's delivering are still bringing just a world of hurt. Like, I'm sitting here like, oh yeah, Mike Tyson's old and broke it down. Now I'm like, he could murder me by looking at me if he wanted to.
I remember it was several years ago, his young daughter died, and it was because of like some accident, but there was speculation that someone was behind it, and someone asked Tyson the question, do you ever want to know, like, what, like, do you want to get a police investigation of this? He goes, no, because I'm not sure what I would do.
Yeah.
That's how terrifying that guy is.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, at what, how old did I say he was? He's in his 50s, right?
53.
Yeah. He's got a gray beard. He looks like an old man, but oh my God, he looks like he could punch a mountain into smithereens with just a couple of, just a quick exchange. Dude is horrifying.
He might be the solution to COVID-19. He'll beat the crap out of it.
That's it. Just have him punch you in the stomach once, and he'll hit you so hard, he'll send you back in time to when before there was COVID. And that's how we're going to beat it. God, horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. But that is your news update. Up next, a bunch of people have died. We'll see if you're one of them.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Ah, yes, all these people get an honorary coffin dance.
Yeah.
You guys, we've all seen these memes now already, right? The guy's dancing with the coffin. It's good stuff.
Yes.
The one thing that came out of COVID-19 was the greatest meme of all time. But we've had a number of people die recently. People of note or renown. And we will start with mentioning the legendary internet person. He was a guy who was very online. He was on Tosh.0 once. He did a web redemption. It was the Double Rainbow guy. Are you guys all familiar with him?
Double Rainbow over the moon. Whoa.
Kara, do you know what we're talking about?
No, I don't.
Mickey, I know you don't know, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
No
so
idea.
This was a
Double Rainbow into the sky.
This was, I think, one of the first viral videos, I want to say. Like, it was early on in YouTube's existence that this video got out there and went viral. And it was just this guy. His name was, what the hell was his name? He's just Double Rainbow Guy, right? Vasquez? That's what his name? Okay. Paul Vasquez, also known as the Double Rainbow Guy. He was just, he lives out in the wilderness, like just in the middle of nowhere, out like in Yosemite. And there was a video where he was just recording it, and he decided to upload it to YouTube for some reason, and it was of a double rainbow. So it's a rainbow with another rainbow underneath it, and it's just him tripping balls and going, "Whoa, double rainbow! What does it mean?" And it's just a couple minutes worth of him just going gaga over the double rainbow. It went viral.
And then he starts crying.
Right, yeah, he started crying because it was such a special moment for him. But he was on Tosh.0. He did a web redemption. He's just a weirdo. Like, he's a weird hippie kind of guy who just decided he was going to be one with nature one day and walked out into the wilderness and never came back. Well, now he's dead. At 57 years old. It wasn't COVID. COVID didn't get him, probably because that's what happens when you live out by yourself in the middle of nowhere. You don't have to worry about getting an infectious disease, or rather a contagious disease. But he did die of something. We're not sure quite what. He posted on Facebook that he thought he was experiencing a heart attack, but he has now died at the John C. Fremont Hospital. Saturday afternoon is when he passed away.
Dead.
He also called himself, he was also known as Yosemite Bear, was his other name. Like, that was his name when he went to his favorite nightclubs.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow, Garrett's just speechless about the entire situation. Yeah, an early internet legend. We wish him Godspeed. Next one, Hit Me Hard. And you know what? I knew this one was probably coming for a while now, but I was sad to see it happen. Jerry Stiller has also passed away. Jerry Stiller, of course, the father of actor Ben Stiller. He's best known for his roles as Frank Costanza, George's father on Seinfeld, and also as Arthur Spooner on The King of Queens.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that. That was a very, I don't know, it's underwhelmed fame of King of Queens after doing Seinfeld, but I always thought that was a great role he did.
It absolutely was. Yeah, both roles were. Yeah. And I mean, somebody pointed out recently that of all the Seinfeld episodes, he was only in like 23 of them, but his performance was just so perfect and memorable that he made it legendary just because it was him doing it.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, that he was part of the most memorable episodes. I mean, you think about Festivus.
Right, yep.
Festivus
for the rest of us. He did the Serenity Now thing. He was involved in that.
Yeah, yep.
And then a lot of people were sharing the one clip. It was on one of the clip shows that Seinfeld did where he had like a back and forth with Elaine, and the actress who played Elaine just could not keep a straight face. And it was just because like him, and it's him doing it and saying it. And, like, he's saying like, "So you're saying you want a piece of me?" And it's just because it's him and his facial expressions is his, and his comedic timing. And she just could not keep it together. They must have did 50 takes because she just kept losing it. But that was...
That seems realistic, yeah.
That was him, though. He was just... He had perfect comedic timing. His presence was, like, second to none. He took what was an otherwise probably just weird, quirky, and forgettable character... And he made it, like, such an ingrained part of, like, the cultural knowledge of Seinfeld. I mean, that's fully a testament to him, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Sad to see him leave. Ben Stiller posted a very heartfelt note on Twitter about it. He is survived by his wife, who is still alive, and she actually played his love interest on King of Queens, which was additionally amusing.
That is funny.
The last bit of news was a legendary rock pioneer, Little Richard, has passed away as well. Now, Mickey, you said this wasn't COVID either, right?
As far as I know.
Okay. I thought I read somewhere that somebody famous within the last week had also died of COVID-19, but I'm not sure who that was. I can't remember. But Little Richard was 87 years old. He was a... it's easy to say he was kind of like a precursor to Prince, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just like his style of performance easily probably inspired the likes of Prince, David Bowie, people of that nature. Very flamboyant, gender-bending, kind of interesting sort of guy. Legendary musician. You know, he started all the way back in 1956. That's a long time ago. With his song Tutti Frutti, which everybody, I think, knows. And then he had a million other hits. He also inspired Elton John, according to this article from Rolling Stone. But he has now passed away at 87. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people, I think, we haven't really talked about it much on the show here recently. But there have been a couple of noticeable deaths recently that I think people just are distracted from because, you know, the world ending outside.
Well, yeah, I mean, when everything's dying, it's hard to remember when, like, just singular people die.
Right, yeah. Remember the remember the days when Kobe Bryant dying in a helicopter crash was a big deal?
Funny enough that when he died in the newspaper article, right below it, they said, "Cure needs to be found for COVID-19.
Oh, jeez. Wow, we should have known. We should have known then that 2020 was not heading in a good direction. Since then, we've gotten murder hornets. Just keep in mind, Pacific Rim apparently takes place this year, so we're due to have giant monsters crawl out of the ocean and start stepping on us any day now. Yeah, it's lit. This is a great year. All these good people dying.
I did find out murder hornets, they're a delicacy in Japan, and they taste like popcorn.
What?
Yeah.
Bring them.
So we just need to cook them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mickey, I'm sending you out to go gather the murder hornets, and then when we get back together, you can bring some fresh popped murder hornets so we can see how
Ew.
They taste.
Oh my god.
Yum.
Mickey,
I'll
so
just coat them in chocolate, it'll be fine.
Oh, perfect. Kara, it's just chocolate covered popcorn. Don't think about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's gonna look just like popcorn. Chewy popcorn.
Don't think about it that it's a bug with venom in it that could kill you. Think about it as just chocolate covered popcorn.
Yeah, all right, I'll work on that.
Well, what did you share on our page the other day? Pigeon sharks? Is that the next thing that's coming?
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, well, what else can we have this year?
How much worse could it possibly get? Well, what was it you were saying off mic?
Right.
You got to understand, listener, too. Last week, off mic, after we talked about murder hornets, Kara just kept going on about them. And she's like, look at it. Look how big it is. It's practically a bird.
Because it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard any updates on the murder hornet yet. I don't think there's any more. At least I haven't heard about it. Haven't heard anything, by the way, else about any further meat shortage problems. So hopefully we dodge that friggin' bullet.
No, I think they just upped the price.
Oh. Mm. Well, nobody's talking about it anymore, so it doesn't seem like it's a problem. I'm willing to pay for my meat. I just need to have my meat.
What?
Oh, man. Why isn't this one of these things I can save?
In your face. Up next, we've got a list of things that we're going to see if we have very strong opinions on them, and we'll find out if you agree.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Mickey, get your glow sticks out since I just found out you're a raver. Learn new things about Mickey all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yet somehow she's still dull as drying white paint. Anyway, this song is called Opinions because, this segment is all about opinions. Some people got very strong opinions about certain things. We're going to see if we have strong opinions about these things and whether or not those opinions line up with the majority. So, here is our list, and this comes from BuzzFeed. Number 8, we're going to start there and work our way down to 1. The opinion here, whether or not we have any strong leanings on it one way or another, is monogamy goes against human nature. How do we feel about that?
That's gross.
I think it's crap.
The idea that monogamy goes against human nature. Mickey, your thoughts?
I don't know. Monogamy seems to be more of a religious thing. So, like, naturally as humans, I think it's not so far-fetched.
Well, I think that's what they're going with. The argument is that, you know, vast majority of animals are not monogamous. You know, I mean, there are animals that are. There are animals that actually mate for life. That's a thing that happens. But they're saying the vast majority of them aren't, and therefore it's reasonable to assume that perhaps monogamy is something that we've invented for ourselves that isn't necessarily in line with our nature or our essence.
Well, don't worry. Utah just took away bigamy as a felony. It's not a felony anymore.
Well, that's nice. That's good. See, in my mind, it's kind of like more money, more problems. You know what I'm talking about? It just seems like the more problems would come with that than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was going to say also, I mean, okay, even if it's something people came up with, you came up with it out of a natural urge to feel like you should be with one person. Because otherwise, why would you create that idea? So
control.
If that's the case, what?
Control.
Control. Well, maybe. But if that's the case, why would so many people, like, why do you get that jealous feeling over somebody else? Or, like, for example, like I'm married. I've been with the same guy 19 years. I'm not interested in, like, there's not one person that has, like, piqued my interest enough to be like, yeah, I think I'm going to change my views on things. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like if there should be more people making me want to change my views if it's a natural thing.
I also feel like if it was a control thing, I mean, wouldn't the people in power prefer to have the ability to have as many lovers as they want? Like, wouldn't that be more in line with, like, you know, a power grab kind of thing rather than saying, well, no, it's only normal to have one?
Yeah.
No idea.
No, well, there you go. I've stumped Mickey. I think I've won the argument. We can move on. realistically, I mean, all I would say on the matter is I think the fact that we are as intelligent as we are, as highly developed as we are versus other animals, we are beings of emotion. We are beings of intellect. As such, we have, like, a sense of something called, like, loyalty, you know, and affection and things of that nature. And I think it does actually make sense for us, being the fact that we are above and beyond, you know, animals, that it makes sense for us to, you know, attach to one person and be a part of that person's life and help their development rather than just being like, well, I'm just going to go, you know, do whatever I want and spread my such and such far and wide. You know what I'm talking about? It's like that to me just seems like reckless and kind of like immature. And it's to me that smacks of somebody who lacks sympathy, empathy, lacks a certain emotional depth to them, that they're just selfish in that way. So I think it's more for human nature. Only 20% think that it goes against human nature. So we're in the majority on that one.
And you know, it's not always easy, because when you have a body like mine, everybody flocks to it.
He's not wrong. I mean, look at the way I drool over him every time he and I are in a room together. You know, it's just
I have the body of a god. Yes, Buddha was a god.
Was he? I thought he was just a guy who didn't want to know things. Anyway, number 7. When you go to dinner with friends, the bill should be split evenly regardless of what people ordered. That is garbage.
That is garbage.
Yeah, that never works.
Yeah. I'm not splitting your porterhouse with you because you decided to order that. That's not how this works.
No way. No way.
Now, granted, if we all ordered, like, if we went to, like, a pizza place or something like that, we all ordered, like, 5 pies or something, and one person ate maybe more than the rest of them, I'm not going to be like, wait, how many slices did you have? You know what I mean? We could just divide that up. But, like, if you're at another restaurant and it's like, hey, I got, like, the chicken sandwich, you know, and my boy over here got the Kobe beef. It's like, I'm not splitting that bill evenly with you.
Yeah, and you had 6 drinks and I drank a water.
Right.
That's not right.
Exactly, yeah. And that would probably be how our interactions would go, Kara. I would end up drinking 6 drinks and you would have a water. So, yeah,
I
can see your perspective on that. Mickey, your thoughts?
Usually we pay our friends' bills, so I don't. There is no splitting.
Oh, well.
How come we haven't gone out to dinner yet?
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, you and Murderer got to take me and Hello Nurse on a date now. How about that?
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah. I just invited myself, too. So there, split that. Number 6, if we don't talk the day of our plans are canceled.
Well, that seems really terrible.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. It's like a weird one. I feel like if my friend doesn't contact me on the day of our plans, I do assume that they are canceled with like happiness in my heart. because it's like, if we're not talking, we're not that excited about it. So like, it's not happening. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But I have talk to people that are like, I thought we were gonna do this, just because I didn't talk to you till like 20 minutes before doesn't mean we're not. So I don't know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I was going to meet, like, you know, some friends of mine, like, for instance, obviously it got canceled this year, but like Winefest, for instance, you know, some friends of ours, we always agree every year, like, we meet up at this one place for breakfast. So it's like, all right, we're gonna go do that. And it's like, you know, the night before, we'll obviously make plans. Hey, we'll meet you there at this time, whatever, whatever. In the morning, you always, like, shoot out the courtesy text, like, hey, we're heading up now, you know, or hey, we're running behind or whatever. Like, you know, we'll see you there. And it's like, we've had years where, like, nobody's texted us back, and we're like, well, are they still going to be there? I don't know. We're still going, you know, and then we get there, and there they are, and it's like, oh, okay, no big deal, you know, but like, I don't just assume, like, oh, they didn't text, therefore I'm not going.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I guess it kind of could go either way on that, maybe.
Yeah, the circumstance, maybe.
What do you guys think, E?
I think you should just assume the plan's always on unless they say canceled, because I just think you don't always need to be coddled.
Sure.
You know, like, it doesn't mean like, oh, they didn't talk to me 20 minutes before. What do? You go to the place.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, actually. I like that. You should always tip at least 20% at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I don't know.
Mickey?
It depends. I don't know. What's that?
Most of the time, unless the server is really bad, and I mean, it takes a lot for them to be really bad.
Yeah.
So you always tip 20%? Mickey?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do usually as well. I try to tip generously whenever I can because I know what those people go through. I've done it. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I will tip lower, like around 18% if like, again, if it was just kind of like, like you said, if the service was bad or whatever, it's like I'll tip lower than that. I don't think I've ever not left a tip, though. I don't think that's ever happened.
No.
It's usually like.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I didn't get my food.
Oh, well.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave it to me in a to-go container, and then my favorite part about it was when they left the bill, I put the bill, put zero tip, and they go, you forgot the tip.
Shut up.
And I told them, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, unless I had a real... I mean, I can't remember a time when I had such an atrocious experience that I wanted to tip less than 18%. I mean, usually I'll do the 18 if it's kind of like the bare minimum has happened. Like, the person literally comes, takes my order, brings me my food, and then I never see them again. You know what I mean? It's like, that's one of those things like, oh, okay, this wasn't great, you know, or whatever. But I've never tipped, like, lower than 18%, I don't think, on any occasion. Like, at that point, like you said, E, just don't tip at all. If it was that bad, just skip over it entirely. So putting your kid on a child leash in public is wrong. No,
yes.
I disagree with that entirely. You should keep them on a leash. In fact, you should muzzle them, too, while you're at it. I would be on board for just sedating them entirely and just, you know, dragging them around like the worthless luggage that they are.
Listen, none of us were on leashes before. We did fine. If you get hit get hit by a car.
Murderer was on a leash as a child.
Oh my gosh.
He was raised by wolves.
I was
I was right.
I for a split second thought she was gonna say murderer was on a leash just last week and he did fine. Yeah, I'm not against the leash. You wanna throw the kid on the leash, fine. Keep that little crap cruncher under control.
No.
Nah.
Can't get behind it.
Kara, you're not for it either?
Nah, I'm not for the leash thing.
Yeah, I am. I'm all about it. Keep that little, like I said, keep that little crumb cruncher sedated and under control at all times. Number three, astrology and horoscopes aren't legitimate. I'm surprised only 64% agree. But what are our thoughts on that, Kara? Is astrology and horoscopes real?
I think they have predicted a couple of my, actions correctly by accident throughout my time. Right. I don't, like, live my life off of that kind of stuff. Like, it's fun to read it and be like, oh, what's going to happen today? But I, for sure... I'm not, like, betting my life on their predictions for the day or anything like that.
Right, yeah. I mean, well, that's, like, the cold readings that some of those psychics do. It's always just vague enough that it could be applied to basically anything.
Yeah, I'm not, nah.
Lazy E?
As a Leo, I don't.
Okay. Mickey? You grew up studying witchcraft. What are your thoughts on this? Is Mickey
I can't
there?
Hear you.
Is she talking? Oh no, the demons got her again.
If it means anything,
I said something would go terribly wrong tonight during the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't read my horoscope.
There you go. There you go.
Got that.
All right, Mickey, what does your witchcraft say about horoscopes?
I do not believe in them.
Okay. Yeah, neither do I. I mean, there's nothing that the movements of giant balls of burning gas thousands of light years away in space have anything to do with you on planet Earth. I'm sorry. But if you believe in that, you are an easily duped fool. And you probably also believe in drinking bleach and, you know, whatever other YouTube videos are saying about COVID. You should probably get a life. I don't care that Mercury's in retrograde. I don't know what that means. It doesn't matter. Mercury did not cause COVID-19. I hate to break that to you. Number two. It's okay to tell your partner private things about your friends.
No.
No?
Nope, I won't do it.
Oh, I do.
Well, good to know. I've learned don't say anything personal around Kara.
Yeah.
It might not be right, but I do tell him. But in my defense, he's the only person I'll tell.
Okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he tells everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a gossip. Yeah. Mickey, what do you think?
I think it depends on the level of personal. Like, you know your friends well enough to know if it's okay to tell your significant other about what's going on or not.
Yeah, right. I mean, in my case, it usually has to do with, most of my friends are also friends with Hello Nurse. But it's kind of like it depends on how close they are with her. But of course, like if one of my friends told me something in confidence, I'm obviously not going to tell anybody about that. You know, I wouldn't even tell her because, I mean, it could be because, like I said, all my friends know my wife. So it's like if they don't know, or maybe they don't want her to know because they don't want anybody finding out and they only trust me with that information and they'd be ashamed if even she knew. I'm okay. I respect that. You know, right. It is what it is. But again, it all depends on the situation and who the person is and how close they are with both of us, you know. But like I said, I would hold their confidence if they told me something that, you know, where it was understood that they didn't expect me to go and talk about it with anybody else. And finally, the first one, which I know Lazy E is going to combat me about, GIF. The little moving graphics on social media and on the internet and things like that is pronounced with a hard G. So that would make it a GIF, not a GIF, which is peanut butter. It is a GIF, and it is a GIF, hard G, GIF.
Listen, I agree with you, but the creator of it called it a GIF.
I don't care.
He created it.
I don't care what he said. That doesn't make him smart in terms of enunciation, pronunciation, grammar, or anything else. He's wrong. It stands for graphics interface. Graphics is a hard G. It's GIF, just like the word gift, G-I-F-T. It's GIF. I don't care. I will fight people over this.
What about giraffe?
What about gel? I can say anything. What about grift? What about graph?
What about Dre?
Kara, your thoughts
on... What
about
Bob? I say GIF.
Okay, yeah, good. You're smart. You're like me.
Yeah.
You're not one of the plebeians. Mickey, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I call it a GIF.
It's a GIF, yeah. Lazy E, you are outnumbered 3-1 on this show.
Well, that's fine. I could be the only smart one on the show.
he's just prodding me now. He's trying to dig in his fingernail. Yeah, he's sticking his finger in the camera now, too. Great. Up next, to close out the show, an announcement about the NFL that may make some people mad. It's a freak accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
So See, now just hearing that song, it's just depressing at this point.
Yeah.
Knowing what's likely coming, or should I say not coming, this fall in terms of the NFL.
Well, they did release the schedule, so...
So they are planning on having a season in a manner of speaking.
They're planning to do 16 weeks of football.
Okay,
so... Or 17 weeks.
What is this announcement that that they're saying that might make fans angry, Lazy?
Well, this guy, he's a columnist, Peter King, he's speculating on this, and, you know, he has his ear to a lot of NFL people. So... The idea is that they'll allow fans in, but if they allow fans in, I should say, they will not allow beer sales.
Why?
Okay.
Because they don't want people crowding around the concession area if the COVID-19 is still going on.
Okay, but so they'll crowd around in stands, they'll crowd around at merch tables, they'll crowd around the peanut stand, but they won't crowd around the beer stand. Then that'll make everything better.
Yes.
okay.
That makes
that doesn't make any sense.
About as much sense as anything else, really.
That's if they allow fans back in.
Right, which is going to be questionable at this point. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see. Can you imagine if a given team competes, or if their home field is in a state that is open and allowing fans into venues and things like that? Like, I know I'm pretty sure Georgia, I think, is allowing it. Florida is allowing it, you know, limited capacity, but they're still allowing it. Some other states are doing so as well. But can you imagine, like, the LA Rams that are still locked down? They're going to be playing in an empty stadium. But then other teams are going to have a legitimate home field advantage potentially because they're actually going to have crowds of people cheering for them. Whereas
won't be used to the sound.
That's what I mean. And then the other team won't have anything. They will have no home field advantage. That's kind of crazy to me.
Practice.
What? Why are we talking? We're sitting here talking about practice? I'm supposed to be franchise player, and we're here talking about practice.
But they don't have fans when they're practicing, so they're used to the dead noise.
Yeah, I guess. But it's also, I don't know, for me, Mickey, you were an athlete, so you know, like, that extra burst of adrenaline that you get when the crowd erupts when you catch the ball. I mean, it helps you run faster. So, I mean, if there's not people cheering for you, it might completely change the nature of the game. It probably will.
Oh, it absolutely will.
Yeah, now you all know what it'll be like to be a Bengals fan.
Wait, you mean a dead silent stadium because everybody's just so depressed?
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Bengals and Browns, yes, pretty much. Well, that's depressing, the idea that you could go and not be able to buy beer there, but... I don't know.
It's like going to a college football game. You can't buy beer at a college football game.
You can't.
True.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Now, well, I mean,
people go and enjoy it.
In my mind, that seems like a small price to pay to be able to go to the game. It's like if that's the stipulation, well, we'll let you in, but you can't drink. Whatever. Just open the gates. You know, that's where I'm at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I got to wear a mask. I got to wear, you know, PPE. I got to cover myself in, you know, a virus deflective.
Cover yourself in
pee? Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. It's in PPE. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. At this point, just let things happen. But either way, I think football is going to be really depressing this year. In fact, all sports, assuming they happen at all, are going to be depressing. But that does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Thank you for tuning in to listen. Real quick, couple of housekeeping items to get to before we take off. We'll let you know what to listen to next week on the show. But, of course, our website is afreakaccident.com. The email address, if you'd like to reach out, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. While you're at the website, you can click on shop. Our T-shirt is still available, as well as our form for you to request free stickers, which we will put together and mail out to you. We also have our Connect page, which lets you link up with us on social media. Our podcast page, which has every episode we've ever done. Of course, If you like the show, subscribe wherever you live, or wherever you listen to, wherever you live. Yeah, sure. Why not? That too. And wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe, leave us a good review. Both of those things will help us climb the charts. And as we discussed before, if there's a bunch of these knuckle-dragging idiots with podcast microphones now sitting in their basements making terrible shows, we need your help more than ever to stand above the pack. So subscribe and leave a good review. And, of course, tell your friends as well. But we will be back next week with another new episode of the show, and we will be talking about a Tinder date that ended with a kiss and also a trip to the emergency room. How? What? Yeah. Lazy E's laughing because he already knows. We'll share the information with you next week, along with the top 10 ways people are reducing stress these days, which, as I stated at the beginning of the show, I should probably find out because I really, really need the help. So, guys, thank you for calling in again. Thank you, listener, for listening, and we'll catch you again soon. Guys, I miss you. I hope to see you in person again soon. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
You're worried about the murder hornets. Wait until the bank fraud butterflies get here.
No.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.